Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. Our countdown continues towards football.
That is correct. We are 29 days away from football, and yesterday, into practice for the Buccaneers, they lost their third string center. He was carted off. Robert Hainsey, I believe his name was.
Never heard of him.
But do you think we're gonna see Tampa Tom in the booth a lot quicker than we normally would, the way his offensive line is going down, dropping like flies right now?
I think Tampa Tom is playing this year because he has to, not because he wants to. You start to hear all the stuff about the Miami Dolphins coming out right now. He had to try to like lead you off the scent that was actually going on. I think that's ultimately why he came back. And so I think he has to stick it out. But again, another injury in the NFL that is a devastating injury, because you said third string center. They've already lost their first two.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the Bucs are becoming like the Chargers of
yeah,
where everybody drops and you're like, what's in the water here? What's happening? Mm-hmm. And then they're all along the offensive line too, which is a problem. Yeah. If you're Tom Brady, you're like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm going to Miami.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to
350 million. I'm out.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Fox and Miami. You guys have room in the booth? Can I just walk up there right now?
Hey, Greg Olson. Sorry, man. Retirement has come a little bit earlier for you.
So he may just bolt because he's losing people left and right. Then there was like they did a joint practice yesterday with the Dolphins. There was
showed the one pass the Tua hit.
There was like a wide receiver that like limped off too for the Bucs. I'm like, boy, this just maybe the year one that, you know, you can't explain them. Sometimes it's just a rash for one team, and maybe the Buccaneers are that team this year. I don't know.
It really stinks, but Tom Brady, I think, will play out the string. I don't think he has a choice. By the end of the year, Gronk will be the center.
I was going to say, or he blows the conch and Gronk comes back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, hey, Gronk, I need you, man. Okay. Where are you? I'm on a cruise ship entertaining the guests. Like, you could see Gronk's party cruise, and not like the one that he's been advertised, but now one with senior citizens like La Russa would sign up for.
And
that.
Then he's up there like badgering the captain. He's like, we got to pull over. Pull this boat over.
Tommy needs me. He just jumps off the cruise ship and swims to shore.
Here I come, Tommy. Here I come.
I'm in for that visual.
I would love it. I would love Gronk jumping off a cruise ship and swimming through the Caribbean to get to Tommy. Tommy need me. I Gronk. Tommy need me to play football.
Yeah.
I still think the whole Gronk thing is a great act. I don't think he's like that at all. I think he's just a normal dude that's like, people are buying into this. All right, fine.
Plus, I won't get asked any serious questions.
Right. Yo, soy fiesta.
I can just deflect things by being the jovial, fun guy.
Yeah.
No one's going to mess with me. Yeah.
Nobody cares to mess with. Nobody wants to. What were you thinking on that 3rd and 7 when you ran an out route and you should have run an in route? Coach? What?
No.
Nobody's asking Gronk that.
He's not for there.
You think he likes the 10-10 practices?
Oh, he loves it.
Loves it, right?
Big fan of the 10-10-10.
Can you tell me what that means again?
10 of each.
Okay, 10 offense, 10 defense, 10 special teams, and we're done. So 30 plays and we're out?
Yep. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
I don't feel like you get your money's worth if you're a fan at one of those practices.
No, those kind of stink.
Those suck. Yeah, I drove all the way to St. Joe, and this is a 10-10-10 practice?
Yeah.
No way.
You think the Chiefs seem kind of boring?
I do.
I
was thinking about this because the national people are making their way through St. Joe right now, right? And then the red carpet gets rolled out, and you know, PR is excited that all these national guys are in town, and
they're gone, and they're left with Cody and Gold,
and they're left with Alex and Cody, we got these two still here. Yeah. I can't get rid of them. But every time a national person rolls through town, it's the same story for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, we're gonna see how he does without Tyreek Hill in the offense this year. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, either the Chiefs are very boring or the reporters just don't know how to find an original story and to find something different about what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, we know it's going to be different with Tyreek Hill. We've established that in March. We don't need to continue to have that same story from every single national outlet that rolls it. If I'm a national outlet and I'm sending somebody to Kansas City and I say, if you do a story about Tyreek Hill, you're fired because you're lazy.
Don't come back.
Find something else. Yeah. Find something else to talk about up there at training camp. And so I was thinking, besides the wide receiver spot, what could they focus on and talk about? There's not a whole heck of a lot because this is a team that's just like ready to go. I talked to somebody with the organization yesterday, like, yeah, we're good to go, man. We're ready. Let's go. Let's get this thing in motion. They're itching, you know, to get ready to show everybody what they can do. But I think the youth on defense, Josh, is a much bigger storyline than what's going on with the wide receiver position. You and I talked about that in March, about like people saying, oh my God, we lost Hill. We need to go out there and get a wide receiver. And we're like, well, what about the defensive side of the ball? Like, that's a side of the ball that's not getting a lot of conversation. And I know in this day and age,
if it is, people just think it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that defense is not going to be any good. You know what I mean? How do you know?
That's what are they going to do without Tyreek Hill? Boy, this defense isn't any good.
Right.
How do you know?
How do you know? Yeah. What do you know? Right. Like, what do you think what this defense is if you've never seen it play? Because I think they've got some good pieces. They've got some unknown pieces. They've got some young guys. But that doesn't mean because you're young and unknown, you stink. And people seemingly want to write that off as, well, this defense is going to stink. Based on what? I mean, you've not seen a game played with these guys. So I still think that's the biggest story of training camp and of the Chiefs is this new-look defense. You've got veteran wide receivers. You've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame coach, and a Hall of Fame tight end, and two wide receivers that came in that are veterans that had some good success where they were before they came to Kansas City. The only unknown right now on offense is, quite honestly, Sky Moore, and he's the one everybody's hyping up like he's the known.
And he might not need to do anything.
And he may not need to do anything, right?
Like,
yeah.
If he's your, fourth leading receiver, okay.
Yeah. Okay, fine. He's a fourth leading receiver. Yeah. Great. That's
who's
what he should
the right
do.
Tackle. Oh, yeah. I don't know. A guy who's played the position a lot.
Yeah. Austin somebody.
A veteran guy, Andrew Wiley, who's played there plenty.
Yeah, one of the Austins.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Got four running backs or whatever. Everything's fine on offense.
Yeah, everything's fine. I got a lot of great minds on the offensive side of the football. So I still think like nobody's talking about the youth of the defense. And I get it. Defense is boring in the NFL these days. It's an offensive-driven, star-driven league, and the names on the defensive side aren't names that pop. But I'll tell you, at the end of the year, Willie Gay and Nick Bolton are going to be household names. I think George Karlaftis is going to be a household name. Chris Jones looks like he's ready to dominate again. Frank Clark looks better than ever. Justin Reed, I think, is in a situation now going to get the opportunity to excel, and especially Juan Thornhill. I think he's going to be a name that a lot of people know at the end of the year. And so I would discuss that. I would discuss the cornerback lack of depth, maybe from a veteran standpoint, a lot of young guys at that position. And the other thing that I would focus on, if I'm these national guys, like, start hyping up Brett Veach, man. Shout out Brett Veach. You take last year's draft plus what this year's draft is looking like. Somebody told me yesterday, it's my buddy Joe, who we're going to talk to at 9 o'clock because Survivor's back, and we're dominating this year.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I won Survivor, so I can brag.
Defending champ?
Yeah. You didn't have any competition last year. Joe and I bailed out early to allow you to win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what happened. We bailed out early. We took a solid. We knew Kling wanted this thing more than we did, so we bowed out. We've got a couple
Kling
of tricks.
Kling was
up
on
our
a
sleeve.
Heater. So.
He was. No, he was early on. We're like, all right, let Kling win this one. He's older. He may not, you know. He may
not be around for next year.
Yeah, right. We have the opportunity to win it right now.
He may not see a lot of these.
And so Joe says to me yesterday, he goes, I'm going to make this statement, and I don't care what people think. I'm like you've ever cared what people think. He goes, I think Brett Veach is the best general manager in the history of the National Football League.
Oh, geez. Wow.
And I was like, well, he's trending that way. I mean, that's a story. Brett Veach has dominated these last two drafts, like absolutely outkicked his coverage, dominated A+, 17-0 Lombardi Trophy style drafts. And that needs to be a discussion. Like, I think if you're like a young guy in this business and you want to be an NFL general manager, you'd be on the phone with Brett Veach figuring it out, man, because this guy seemingly figured out how to work his way up and then get in a position and then dominate that position.
And then do what they're doing now, which is have a veteran core that you're supplementing with young talent, continuing to turn over the roster.
Yeah.
You can't argue with last year's draft at all.
Not at all.
And then if you look at this year's draft, they had 10 players. I think 9 make the roster.
Yeah.
Maybe all 10 of them do. I don't know. The bottom portion of the roster, I don't know how exactly that's going to shake out, but you have a whole bunch of guys that are expected to contribute. I mean, that's doing stuff with the team that's, again, favored to win their division.
Right.
That you're not just banking on the old guys, right? You're supplementing the new.
Well,
and
you
every draft pick that they had this year has a legitimate shot to make this roster.
Yeah, and the organizational philosophy now, too, is draft great, which they've done, and then you don't have to go out there and be in a panic mode in free agency. Anybody who's signing guys for big money in free agency, they're in panic mode because their drafts haven't worked out. How do you establish a dynasty and continue a dynasty? You continue to knock it out of the ballpark when it comes to the drafts, and Brett Veach is doing just that. Brett Veach town, baby!
A bad coach resurfaces and claims to know the Chiefs. Man, you got to hear this next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thursdays at 7:15, we normally chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. He's off today, so he'll join us again next week.
That's right. Texted me late last night.
Apparently, Ben's brother Ken is in town.
That's right, Ken Maller. Yep.
Ken Maller.
Yeah, I'm going with Ken Maller. I don't know Ben's brother's name, but Ben and Ken sounds right to me. Mm-hmm. And so all we know is Ben was off. And that his brother is making an obscene amount of fajitas.
Yeah, Ben said he cooked 54 pounds of fajitas last night. Excuse me?
Doesn't that seem like a lot?
What do you need? What are you doing with 54 pounds of fajitas?
I think you're opening a truck. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is
First
the
of all, why not 55 at that point? Like, what? Go the extra pound.
Prices.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I couldn't afford that 55th pound to me.
Knocked it off. He had to hit a budget.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is the Maller family up to?
I don't know.
That they need 54 pounds of fajitas.
So your brother comes to town. Okay, that's one more person. Well, we need 54 pounds of fajitas.
Maybe he's got a big family. Maybe he's like Cousin Eddie?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe there's other relatives that showed up as well. Maybe, you know, his wife's side of the family came over or whatever the case may be. They were going to feed a lot of people. But he goes, hey, sorry to get to you so late. I'm off the rest of the week. My brother's in town. I just got done making 54 pounds of fajitas.
Oh, when you sent the text, the only thing that ran through my mind, the first thing that ran through my mind was, how amazing that place must have smelled
right,
with all the grilled onions.
Oh, so good, right? Unless you're doing it outside because it's California. Yeah. So he may have had like an outdoor thing.
Out there on the Blackstone.
Yeah, something like that. But 54 pounds of fajitas, like when you go to a restaurant and you get the fajitas, that's like a pound right there, right? Like when you count in all the vegetables, the meat and all that, it's about a pound. He's serving 54 people?
I don't know.
Like 54 pounds of fajitas. Oh. And then he probably just has like a little dollop of sour cream.
Just a little.
And is sour cream the only thing we dollop? Have you dolloped anything else? Like, you don't say, I'll take a dollop of ice cream.
Is it was whipped cream a dollop too or no?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I need more than a dollop of whipped cream.
Whipped cream is like you shoot it.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, maybe Cool Whip you dollop, but I don't think you dollop Cool Whip.
Do you dollop anything else?
I don't think so.
Someone points out that's a week's worth of tortillas.
Yeah.
913-586-7610.
54 pounds of fajitas.
That seems
like what did you have? Like the entire office over and then the school and then everybody else? I mean, that's a lot.
Fox Sports Radio is having a cookout in Ben's backyard. I don't know.
I don't think they're having it, but you know, Ben would probably have to pay for it at 54 pounds of fajitas.
I mean, and are these combo fajitas?
I didn't get all the details. I'm later in the day, I'll probably
guacamole.
Yeah, I would hope so. Does that count in the poundage? Like, do you weigh the avocados and the sour cream and the cheese and all this, or is this just the meat and veggies that you're going with? And then if you get a lot of tortillas, they're heavy in weight. You put that, maybe that counts as like 10 pounds. And
are we going big tortillas, small tortillas, corn, flour?
All details that I would normally ask, but it was 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Ken Maller.
Yeah. Somebody says butter. Do we dollop butter? Don't you slice butter?
If you scoop it out of the square thing, and just
maybe it's a dollop of butter. Yeah. Maybe I could see butter, or even unless you have that squeezable butter.
I don't know what you do with.
Like, is that the ultimate lazy move? Like we have squeezable butter right now.
So good, so good. When you're doing competition barbecue, it comes in great, especially on the ribs, because your final step, you get that squeezable parquet butter.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of brown sugar on top, do a little squeeze butter, wrap it in some foil, throw it on for another 45 minutes.
Done, ready to
Locks
roll.
Everything.
Yeah, I can see like that, but why wouldn't you just take a stick of butter and like rub it on the ribs? And then you get all the rib juice on the butter, and then you rub that on your bread, and you're good to go.
See, I'm only ahead by 1 pound.
One pound.
I'm on the verge of breaking, Jerry. I'm on the verge of breaking.
True. I didn't know this guy was still a thing.
I didn't either. This is a mistake by me.
I don't know that he's really a thing. But Jason Brown.
Who?
He was that JUCO coach at Independence that was on the Netflix show.
That's right. Last Chance U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. Got fired.
Yeah.
Right.
He got fired because he stunk.
But he was really smart at football, and I don't think he's gotten a football job since.
No, he's not been hired since then. No.
And that's been a while now.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Well, in football lifespan, I mean, you're out of the game for a couple of years. You're pretty much out of the game.
But certainly was an expert on football when he was at Independence Community College.
Clearly was, yeah.
Apparently still doing it on YouTube. So he had someone on to talk a little NFL football.
Yeah, I had a guest on that I follow on Twitter, and I saw the link. Like, yeah, I was on with Jason Brown. This was a lot of fun. I'm like, Jason Brown? And I clicked on, I'm like, oh, my God, that is that guy that was at Independence.
You know?
Jason Brown's kind of a common name. I'm sure, like, everybody, you probably went to high school with a Jason Brown, right? I'm like, oh, goodness. No, this was the guy from Independence Community College.
He's now sharing his expertise on the Chiefs.
And I think Mahomes is gimmicky. I've been saying it for years. I think it bit him in the butt last year. I think it's going to even do more so this year, especially without a safety valve like Tyreek Hill. And I think they're going to struggle in a better conference this year. I think the Chiefs go 9-8. I'm going to be honest.
Why doesn't he have a job anymore?
He did cut off the part, B-Dub, where he said, and I'm really good about this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to go 9-8, and I usually know this stuff.
Right.
Oh, do you?
How come you're an unemployed coach, sir?
He's been on this gimmicky Mahomes for the last few years. I mean, look what Mahomes has done.
Four AFC championship games, two Super Bowls, an MVP, and a Super Bowl.
A lot of
MVP.
Gimmicks.
I mean, talk about gimmicky. Where does this guy get off saying this kind of stuff?
A lot of gimmicks. Right?
Now, I got to be honest. If he didn't say something stupid, we wouldn't be talking about him. So he's probably going to get some run for his little podcast that he has. And, you know, some people may remember this guy again. But I would have to say, if he's wondering why he's not a football coach anymore, that 20-second statement right there is all I need to hear as an athletic director or as a general manager or somebody in charge of hiring. Excuse me, what did you say in your little podcast, sir?
And oh, I think Mahomes is gimmicky. I've been saying it for years. I think it bit him in the butt last year. I think it's going to even do more so this year.
He's gimmicky.
Yep.
The man called Patrick Mahomes gimmicky.
Yep. Yep.
And then he puts down the headset and goes back to his cigar. And I think he has a whiskey brand called Kickin' Ass Whiskey or something like that. I mean, something ridiculously just
it's not that, but I don't know.
But it's something like that. It's something, some stupid name. Like, you're like, okay. He's wondering probably while he sits there in his home studio why he's no longer a football coach. Well, because you're not a good one. And if you think Patrick Mahomes is gimmicky, you haven't watched football, sir, and don't claim to be a football coach because you sit there and say Patrick Mahomes is gimmicky. No football coach would ever say that. They would say he's the most amazing thing they've ever seen play quarterback.
That's what they'd say.
That's exactly what they would say.
Another reason to back off of a preseason.
That was a good rhyme.
Apparently the grass at Soldier Field sucks.
Yes.
So don't play anybody. Let's not even mess around with this. This comes from the Chicago Sun-Times. Bears kicker Cairo Santos dismayed by poor condition of Soldier Field grass this early.
His whiskey's named Slap D Whiskey, but he spells out the...
Classy.
Mm-hmm. Dork.
Yes. And then puts the definition of Slap D on his Twitter page with a bunch of curse words. Mm. This guy's a real winner.
Mm-hmm. So Cairo Santos says the grass has been so bad at Soldier Field that even in the offseason, he stopped kicking on pristine fields. Like, he was going and kicking on, like, turf and decided, I got to stop doing this. I got to go find a terrible park in Florida to get used to what Soldier Field's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And that Santos said, especially week one, our first game of the season, I've seen better. They've been practicing out there this week. It's just what we have to deal with. The less of the problem you make it in your mind, it helps you overcome it, and you just go. And then there's a picture, a guy tweeted out, reporter for Sun Times, Soldier Field grass in mid-season form, and showed the grass at Soldier Field. It doesn't look very good.
Another reason not to play anybody.
Just don't play anybody. The conditions are not good.
I'm being serious about that. We remember the Hall of Fame game a couple of years ago because the paint didn't dry right. They didn't let people play. And then there was the Eagles and Ravens back in, like, you know, 2000, and all the seams in Veterans Stadium were popping up, and they didn't let them play in that game. If the Mexico City game, that we had here in Kansas City, we're supposed to have that game in Mexico City that got moved back to L.A. I just think if you're in a spot right now and the field conditions aren't good enough and the kicker's complaining about the field positions, there's really no reason to go up there and play starters in this game on Saturday. God forbid the field gives out and somebody gets hurt because of grass.
So a defensive end, Robert Quinn, was quoted saying, it's just part of Soldier Field that's going to give a little bit, and you just got to realize the surface you're playing on and get adjusted. That doesn't sound like the perfect play. No. Santos goes on to say it's so uniquely bad, he's had to find poorly maintained public parks in Florida to simulate it in the offseason.
That's fantastic.
Oh, jeez. Yeah,
that's great. That's how bad it is.
I was going to a turf field at high school, which was too perfect. Got to go find a beat-up soccer field to go kick.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how bad Soldier Field is. How about replacing the grass?
Yeah, yeah. So,
or just put, like, that turf down.
Feels like don't don't play anybody. This don't play any starters.
I just don't want to take the chance.
Let's not even mess around with this thing.
Do not take the chance.
No. A kid from Missouri has his dream job in mind. Think of yours. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Series I really enjoy. Yesterday we discussed the kid that went over and hugged the pitcher and told him it was all right after he beat him in the head. Great moment.
Great moment.
Great moment of sportsmanship and also just compassion.
Yeah.
We've been searching for the next Big Al that hits dingers.
Yeah.
In this thing. Haven't quite
been on the hunt.
Haven't quite found that yet. But Webb City, Missouri. Third baseman Brody Jackson is moving up the ranks.
He definitely is. Yep. Webb City down by Springfield, right?
One of the things I love about the Little League World Series is they ask these kids questions. When you ask kids questions, sometimes you get funny answers, right?
Sometimes you get answers you may not want the answer to.
That'd be true as well. But Brody Jackson, you go get him, man. He's got his dream job in mind.
He does.
So they ask the kids their dream job. And Brody answered... chicken nugget taste tester.
There you go.
My man.
Yeah, way to go, Brody.
Dream job.
Got it all figured out.
Chicken nugget taste tester. I'm like, you're the man, Brody.
Yeah, you really are.
You got set your sights on what you want and go get it, man. 913-586-7610. When you were, say, I don't know, 12 years old.
11. This kid is 11. He's 4 foot 11.
4 foot 11. He's 11. So when you're 11 years old, like, what was your dream job? 913-586-7610. Chicken nugget taste tester is pretty good.
It really
is.
And
it's really, really solid for 11.
Yeah. That's because that's what you eat, you know? Yeah. You're like, you love chicken nuggets. And he looks, you know, like he would probably enjoy that job. I think who wouldn't enjoy the job?
Sounds great.
Of being a chicken nugget taste tester.
He's like the Norm Peterson of Little League World Series.
Now you're dating yourself. Tell people who Norm is.
Everybody knows Norm Peterson. Cheers.
Do you think intern Alex in here knows who Norm Peterson is?
No chance.
22 years old doesn't know Norm.
Shame.
No
watch clue. Cheers. Yeah, you know, we're so captive and just go catch him a bunch of episodes.
Peacock, go watch it. Today.
But Norm liked beer.
Right.
And then he became
the beer tester.
He was a beer tester. He got his dream job.
Right.
Testing beer, sitting by kegs and just testing the beer. Brody's a man though. He's got an unlock.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out at 11, like what was, I mean, at 11, you still probably thought you were going to play professionally, you know?
Yeah, you probably,
so there was probably that.
Yeah, a little bit of that. I always thought I wanted to do something like this, though. Like, I've always wanted to be this.
I think fireman was always cool at that age.
Yeah.
Like, I think fireman was there, but not really. It wasn't really like a long-term thing. It was like, oh, fireman looks cool.
Yeah.
But I think at 11, I was probably fully locked on. I want to be a professional athlete.
Athlete, no chance,
but...
pro wrestler. So your fallback was chicken nugget taste tester.
Brody, you need to have a fallback in case you don't make it to the bigs in baseball here. Well, okay, chicken nugget taste tester. Uh-huh. I think that's where he landed on, so that's good.
I think that is.
You
really
said professional
good.
Wrestler, Dub?
Professional wrestler or baseball player, but more pro wrestler than anything.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Hulk Hogan, by the way, today.
Is he?
Yeah, he
was
is.
Was he 72, 73?
I don't know. I can't do the math. Old. I mean, everybody, we understand you wanted to be the FBI, not the. We're getting a lot of those on here. We get it. We're all on board with that. Actually, I wanted to be a rap music producer from the 816. Mm-hmm. For the 270, I wanted to be a fortune cookie writer.
Oh,
That's interesting.
Yeah. At age 11.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. So some of those are very.
You always wanted to do this, huh?
I did. I always thought this, like, again, when I was 8 years old watching John Madden call NFL games, I go, that looks interesting. I'd like to do that job. Because I think by the time I was 8, I realized I wasn't going anywhere else, Josh. Listen. I was not going to be a high-level athlete, and I probably wasn't cut out to be anything else than what I am right now. I think I kind of found my wheelhouse here.
Your dreams were crushed early.
Yeah, very much so. Not by my parents. They supported everything, you know, and did it. Go get it. Go after it. Chase your dream.
They wanted to be a professional video game player. It was just too, decades before his time.
It's true. Yeah,
you peaked early.
Friend of mine's son is going to college down in Florida.
On an E?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Those E
scholarship? Getting money for E scholarship. He was a really good soccer player, like St. Pius, right? And so now he's going to school in Florida, like on this E scholarship thing. Shout out John McCarthy. He was telling me that. I'm like, really?
Yeah, God. Esports. There you go.
Yeah, that's kind of the. Do you have to run for that and lift weights? Is there like physical training that's involved in that?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, I think you probably have to just be able to stay awake and
eye-hand coordination.
Eye-hand coordination,
pound caffeine.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to be a cheese sandwich maker.
What kind of cheeses are we using here?
Well, that at 11 is probably the plastic wrapped one.
The Kraft single.
Or what are the generic ones? Do the generic ones even come in plastic wrap, Josh, or do you have to slice it off the block yourself?
Yeah. It's more of a... More of a paper thing.
You have that little cheese roller.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Kids can't afford the singles today. Make them yourself.
Someone says they want to be an astronaut. Of course, go to space. Yeah. Sure. I wanted to do the chalk art in the grocery stores they had in the produce section.
I'll tell you what.
That's specific. I like it.
We had a guy at the grocery store that used to do all the voices over the loudspeaker, like such and such is on sale in the deli today. Mm-hmm. Had a great voice, really unbelievable voice. I'm like, I'd like to do that too. That'd be fun. I still want to be the voice of the new KCI. Which, by the way, intern Alex flew in yesterday, and he said, aren't they building a new terminal? I said, yeah. He goes, where? I go, you didn't see it? Like, right next to the one you parked at? No, I must have missed it. I'm like, it was right. It's this large building that they're building in the middle of nowhere. So I still want to be the voice of the new KCI.
Yeah, Justin, Bob and I are available. That's all we're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Justin, let's go.
Yeah. And then you have to have... You have to have the mayor because but every city has the mayor that says, welcome to our fine city. Right. And then we'll be the ones that do the, please do not leave any of your unattended luggage. Uh-huh. If you see something suspicious, please talk to airport security. Suspicious.
I could say American Airlines flight 1192 to Dallas is now boarding at gate 37.
But I think they had the person on the thing.
You've seen the video of that woman doing those recordings, right?
Yes, yeah.
My daughter was talking to me about that the other day. She goes, that's the coolest thing ever. This woman just sits in her home and talks and gets paid. I'm like, she's got it figured out.
We're trying.
We're trying to be that woman.
Justin at the airport, we're available.
Yeah.
Someone says, I wanted to be Noma when I was 11.
Dead set on
being an all-star shortstop. Now I'm an engineer.
You got smart.
That's all right. Yeah. That's right. My son is 10, told me he wants to be a funeral home director.
Well, mortician school is a lot more affordable than colleges at this point. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal today about how less and less kids leaving high school now are going to college because they don't believe it's worth the investment anymore. Mm. I mean, it's getting to that point. Colleges better change their mindset.
At 11, pretty sure I want to be a Power Ranger. I like that one. That's good. That's good. I wanted to be a professional mascot. That's pretty 11-year-old as well.
Yeah.
Professional lifeguard like David Hasselhoff.
That's good.
It tells your age right about there, doesn't it?
Yep.
I wanted to be the guy that put stickers on fruit.
I did that job.
The same person that wanted to be the chalk art person.
Yeah. I worked in the produce department. I love working in the produce department. Learned a lot about things in the produce department.
I want to grow up and be a British lady, someone else says.
Oh, you could potentially do that.
There you go.
Yeah. I wanted to be a porta potty cleaner. No, you did not.
No.
No.
We don't believe
that. I wanted to be a sports writer until my first credit was a D in college writing. I switched majors.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
And then you should have gotten to, like, radio or TV. Yeah. You would have been fine.
Right.
That's how you make the transition. Right, we all wanted to be journalists when we started. And they're like, punctuation, I'm out.
Yeah. What's a period? I can make What's up a words. Question mark?
You can just make up words and open the microphone. Let's go.
I'm all you about these run-on sentences.
Should have switched to radio. You'd have been just fine. I wanted to be a B-1 bomber pilot.
That's awesome.
I wanted to be Batman.
I'm Batman.
Believe it or not, when I was that age, I wanted to be a lawyer.
You know what? As Lewis Black says, you're an adult now. If you want to dress as Batman, go ahead and dress as Batman. And when somebody says, who are you? You say, I'm Batman. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
If you're an adult and you want to dress as Batman and go to work as Batman, do it. People just be happier at the office.
I'm Batman. I don't believe your jobs. I don't believe them.
Yeah. There's a couple on here I'm not buying.
I want to be a youth group pastor. That's good.
That's a good one.
That's a good noble one. That's awesome.
Somebody wanted to be a dollop of guac.
What'd you turn out to be? You know?
No, you didn't want to be a stripper.
No, don't believe that. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Not buying that one.
Nope. Mm-mm. I wanted to produce a portion of a show called Shout It Out and bring joy to the masses. No, I don't believe that either.
Nice try, though. I wanted to be a whale trainer.
Mm.
Those are fun. You go to SeaWorld and you see that. That's pretty cool. I'm sure there's going to be somebody now that says that's inhumane
really?
And I'm a bad person because I went to SeaWorld.
That's age appropriate, too, because all you had to do is like hold up a little fish and they would jump at you and take the fish out of your hand.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard could that job be, right?
Not hard
when
at
you're
all.
11.
Yeah.
I think it's probably great.
I wanted to be a Lego builder. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to be Tammy from the West. I don't know if that's true
well
either.
That's really that's good. I wanted like to be Tammy from the West and maybe like my favorite text of all time. That was the same guy who texted yesterday and said we needed to have more Chiefs talk and less baseball.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
No, I don't need it. Yeah. They're back.
How about this one, Josh? I wanted to be a Broadway actor. Now I drive a linen truck.
That's a thing. That's a thing. I know. It happens. It happens.
Yeah. Reality sucks.
I love the people that say, and they're always like successful, like just go for it and live out your dreams. You know what?
No.
Sometimes you can't live up to your dreams.
Right. You can't.
That's a fact. You should be teaching your kids reality of it all.
Yeah.
It's sometimes you're just not going to get your dream job.
I was telling somebody the other day, taking advice from like rich people and celebrities
pisses me off.
It really does. Like you don't get reality.
All you gotta do is work hard and doors will open. No,
and have
no,
your
not really.
Dad own a company.
No, doors won't always open for you. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
And you may be shooting for something that you just can't attain.
I saw this like tweet the other day about reaching your goals, and it was something like, I worked really hard. I went to college. I worked my way up through the company, and then my dad resigned as CEO, and they promoted me to president or something. My dad's company, and I got to be the president, you know? Yes, sometimes that's how it works.
Yeah, sometimes
more
that's all right, and it works out for you. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these are already sold out, but I guess you could check. But I think they're probably gone. Zubaz NFL hats are back.
Yeah, how awesome do those look? I may have to get one of those.
The 47 brand has the Zubaz hats.
I'm assuming ours are already
sold out. That's what I'm thinking.
Out,
they
got
to be gone, right?
Well, unless people still have the old, which they do, still have the old Zubaz hats, because people still have the old Zubaz pants that they still wear, right?
So you can get ones that are have kind of the mesh back. Or,
I like that.
Or the all, they're all Zubaz, the whole hat's Zubaz. $32 too. That's not a terrible price.
I hate
right?
to say this, Josh. They look better than any draft hat that's
right.
come out recently.
I hate the draft hats. I've hated them all the time. This looks better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if you can even get them. Chiefs fans probably bought them all already.
Yeah, they're probably sold out. All teams available except Kansas City sold out.
So Zubaz hats are back.
Love it.
I got to bring you some good NFL news today.
Yeah,
that is indeed it. I guess I missed the first power ranking. They have the Chiefs at what number? We're going to get to that next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967. Royals insider Josh Vernier joins the show every Monday at 8:30 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Great song, B-Dub.
Thank you, sir. Alex, the intern, is over here requesting music now.
Oh, is he? He knows this song?
Well, I don't know if he knows this song, but he's given me a couple that he'd like to hear.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I don't know if I can... I can't air this one, though. I don't know what to do.
No, you just move your head up and down, and you go like this.
But I can't. I'm not playing an instrument.
You can air now.
Ah, you're just moving your hand back and forth.
You can play the air synth. I mean, you are a professional air.
Yeah, that's what you wanted to be when you grew up,
that's right?
A professional air guitar player.
Yeah, air guitarist, yeah, for sure. For sure. Someone said they wanted to open a buffet called LB Town.
I like that. That's
and
good.
And I said, don't give up on your dreams, man. Yeah. Just don't give up your dreams.
See, I read that completely different.
So did we all did. You just read the LB Town and move
on. I did. Oh, it wasn't LB Town?
No.
Oh, it wasn't. Oh, okay. All right.
No.
We all have our dreams. I still want to open a, you know, putt-putt course. And then the...
No, that's not your dream.
Well, that's one of my dreams. I have all kinds of great ideas.
Your dream is one that, like, everybody on social media has been stealing.
I know.
And so we need to get this out here right now.
The race is on. I need to open it first before all these people have stolen my idea trying to get it.
Josh rolled this idea out months ago.
And I've been seeing this pop up all the time now, and I'm like, sorry, you weren't listening to the show, apparently. Because we're building some at State Line. It's...
This is trademark.
It's got the weed store on the one side of the State Line, the bridge over the top, and then the sports book on the other side.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
What was it going to be called?
I don't know if we had a name.
We don't have a name for it yet. Josh has been talking about this for months, and like all of a sudden everybody on social media is like, why don't we build something on State Line? Yeah. Like, you're stealing Josh's idea.
Pretty sure I had that. I haven't developed it though, so.
Well, you know, better get after
it. It's still free to develop.
You got a money guy yet?
No, none.
That's the problem, man. If anybody wants to invest in Josh's weed gambling store on State Line, 913-586-7610 on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, because now they're going to have recreational weed legal in Missouri. They're going to vote for it in November. I would imagine it passes by an overwhelming margin. What is Kansas going to do? They're now going to be surrounded by, like, legal weed, and they're like an island in the middle of nowhere.
They're going to have... Sports.
That's right.
Sports betting. Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them. Not in Kansas. Come bet on sports and use the FanDuel app, the official app of 610 Sports Radio. So, I love your idea.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Actually, bridge over the top, you know? Yeah. We'll take care of the whole thing. Got it. Bridge over troubled waters right there.
No, I think it's a great idea, Josh. I think you need to open it.
Yeah. Need a race to do it.
So you got to find the plot of land, because there's not a lot of land where you can do that straddles the state line.
Correct.
Now you could put them all up and down the state line.
Knock down a Quick Trip or something. Oh.
Yeah. Is there one on State Line somewhere that straddles the state line? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, that's the one side of the street, and then I go the other side of the street.
Oh, I see. You're going to go like over the state. See,
I'm going over the state line.
See, I was thinking you build it out where that Coors plant was, where they just had it in the middle, and the state line ran through the middle of the building.
Okay, here we go. Someone's giving me the name, too. I'll use your name. You're a partner. Are you already in? Cannabets.
Oh, great.
There you go. You got the name. Got the concept.
Done.
There you go. You're in.
Done. I love that. That's a great name. Yeah, no, that really is. That's brilliant. Yeah. Way to go. Text line.
Cannabets.
Yeah. Why don't we have one of those suspended cable ride things to go back and forth? Because that guy, what was that guy's name who used to try to run for mayor all the time?
Oh, yeah.
He wanted to put
Clay Chastain.
Yeah, he wanted to put the gondola system in. So that didn't work 20 years ago. I don't think that's what we need now.
A zip line. I don't know. Whatever.
Or maybe
we'll get back and forth.
We'll figure it out. But I think Cannabets is a great name. Now you got the name, okay? So this guy says he's in. Do you have money, sir, to fund this?
Yeah, because I got nothing. Because
if you got the cash, we got nothing.
I got nothing but ideas.
High stakes for Josh's business.
That's pretty good,
too. Another one that comes in as well. That's a good one as well. See, that could be the second location up in Miami County and straddle the state line down there for the Lewisburg folks. Yeah, you could have high stakes down there and Cannabets up here. What a great name.
I'll stick a B-Dubs barbecue right there on one side, and we can have some pizza on
the other side.
Oh,
yeah. Or both sides, yeah.
What kind of pizza would you go with? Domino's has got some availability.
the Italian franchise Domino's is going to Italian pizza franchise Domino's.
We've got great Italian food. Olive Garden and Domino's. Mm-hmm. Come on down to Cannabets. Mm-hmm. You won't care what we're serving.
Yeah. So if anybody's got that idea, you heard it here first.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's been here first for a very long. I think you had this last year, if I'm not mistaken, like during the holidays or something, you were talking about this. You know, they're right, 435 in state line. You do have that quick trip on, right, on the Missouri side. There's nothing on the Kansas side.
That's what I'm thinking right there.
Yeah.
435 in state line makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to get to.
Yep. In, out, off.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Where would you park?
Where are you going to park?
People are more concerned about where we're going to park at this store than where it's going to be located and what it's going to, how are we going to park?
I think they knocked down a parking ramp there and they're building another one, I believe. So I think
where's this at?
Like there's like a hospital or something there.
They knocked down the EBT and the UMB bank there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're building there. Maybe that could be the Cannabets location. That would be smart. No, we're not doing double smoked Provel cheese pizza, Jerry.
No,
get that out of here.
No.
Here's a guy. You think you're the first ones to come up with this idea? Yes.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. Josh is the first one to put it out there.
Pretty sure.
I'd not heard of this idea until Josh talked about it.
Front end of this one.
Hey, I can be the money man too. We can work this out.
Okay, cool.
Cannabets
guy's in.
Call him up, Alex, and get him on the phone and find out where his funding comes from. And will the check clear by 5 o'clock?
There you go. There you go.
Well, on it.
I guess I missed NFL.com's power. We're gonna do power rankings again during the season. It's always a lot of fun to check out where we stand, but we got some work to do. I didn't realize that this was the case.
I missed this as well.
I missed it as well because they have the power ranking out, and then it says the previous rank. Okay, and so they have the Bills number one. Fine, everybody's anointing the Bills ahead of time. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get by the Chiefs, but whatever. So they're ranked number one in the poll. So I'm like, okay, we'll see where the scroll. Rams at number two.
Who's number one?
Bills, Rams.
I missed you saying that. I'm sorry.
Buccaneers are number three.
Why are the Bills number one again? Did they make the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, they're
were they in
the next
title game?
They're the next.
But what did they do to become number two? They got rid of Brian Daboll. He's now the coach of the Giants. And
well, it's time. We have to anoint Josh Allen.
But Josh Allen flourished under Daboll. And without him there, isn't there a concern that Josh Allen should take a step back?
There is that.
I mean, we're worried about Heal not being here in Kansas City. Josh Allen flourished under Brian Daboll. Flourished under
That's
him.
Correct.
And now he's gone.
That's correct. So Bills number one. Rams number two.
Well, the Rams should be number one. They're defending champs.
Bucks number three.
What level of the playoffs did they make it? And they lost all of their offensive line.
San Francisco number four.
What?
Yeah, 49ers.
Is this like power rankings to get Chiefs fans mad? Four.
I'm still going. Bengals at five.
They should be ahead of the Chiefs. They beat them in the championship game.
They fell a spot. They switched spots with the 49ers from the previous ranking because of the appendicitis of Joe Burrow.
Excuse me. How are the 49ers four?
I'm not sure.
There's no guarantees that Trey Lance is going to be good. We're already anointing Trey Lance like
not,
he's the second coming. They still have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, if not, then they'll play Jimmy G. It'll be fine. They got a couple quarterbacks.
Do you think he's going to stay there the whole time?
Five for the Bengals. Six for the Packers. The Chiefs aren't until number seven.
Well, that's just wrong.
And their previous rank was also number seven. So I must have missed the first poll in which they were out with seven. Seventh.
You're telling me there's six teams better
good
in
news
the
is,
NFL than the Chiefs? Is Jason Brown doing this power ranking?
They'll get to beat all these teams in the regular season, except for the Packers, who they'll beat in the preseason.
Right. Other than the 49ers.
We'll handle the preseason one. But everybody ahead of them, they get to play. So I guess you get to solve a lot of this. But seventh, just squeaking past the Denver Broncos.
Is there like a category?
And surprisingly enough, the Chargers are only nine in this. So
yeah, that's a shock.
They go 7, 8, 9 out of the West.
That's why six is afraid of seven.
It's true. And 11 for the Raiders. So really like the I didn't realize they were seventh.
Wow. Seven.
And they point out looking for a bounce back candidate in Kansas City. How about defensive end Frank Clark? I don't disagree with that.
We've talked about that. Yeah.
Who's dropped some serious weight in the offseason, looks much closer to the player who dominated the opposition in the Super Bowl glory. He acknowledged to reporters that he played with a gut last season. Extra LBs.
He didn't
LBs,
have to tell
right?
anybody that.
Extra LBs or was it pound?
I don't know.
Yeah. That affected his speed and agility. Add in some troubling off-the-field issues from last offseason. Clark profiled as a cut candidate ahead of the new league year. Instead, the Chiefs stuck with their high-priced defender restructuring his contract and now could reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Clark playing with the eye of the tiger would be a massive lift for Steve Spagnuolo's defense. I don't hate the write-up. I'm just surprised they're 7.
I can't believe the 49er one. That's you're literally turning the franchise over to a brand new quarterback who we have no idea what he's going to be. Like, nobody has any idea what Trey Lance is going to be. There haven't been exactly great videos coming out of the 49er camp about Trey Lance, right? You see a lot of underthrown passes, a lot of misfires that are coming out of there. He's not exactly lighting the world on fire. It's not a given.
No.
Just because you're a young quarterback and your coach is good-looking and young doesn't mean you're going to be good. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Young coach, good-looking quarterback must be great. I mean, people have anointed Kyler Murray as a decent quarterback in this league. He stinks. And then you've got what's going on in L.A., good-looking young head coach with a quarterback who has tendonitis in his arm right now. That's a question. But this Kyle Shanahan thing, the biggest story to come out of San Francisco is he doesn't like the hats that they're making him wear on the sidelines.
I think you should get some Zubaz.
They have totally deflected all of the Trey Lance discussion to the hats that he gets to wear on the sideline and how he doesn't like the new hat that he has to wear. Trey Lance is not going to be good. I'm going to put my money on it right now. If Jason Brown, the independence famed out coach, can say that Patrick Mahomes isn't going to be good this year, then I can get on here and say, I don't think Trey Lance is going to be good. Jimmy Garoppolo would have been traded already if they really believed in Trey Lance.
Well, he's been hurt, so you had to prove that he was healthy. It feels like they're hanging on to him, just in case.
Just in case.
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like in the back of their mind, like you're on a jury. Are you 100% confident that you can convict this person? Nah, there's that shadow of a doubt. I feel like San Francisco has that shadow of the doubt with Trey Lance, and they're like using the injury thing with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do you necessarily like the fact that Debo Samuel's been paid now, too? That could go either way.
Could go either way.
You know, that's one of those, like, be careful what you wish for things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they're set at all. George Kittle going to stay healthy? I mean, they have tons of question marks that
Now, they're one of the two teams that's favored against the Chiefs this year.
That you'd be in the top five.
But I don't think they're one of the top four teams in the NFL. I just don't.
So, work to do up from number 7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.